Good morning, good morning, good morning, Reset family. Grace and peace be unto you from our God who loves us, and Jesus Christ, who's always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. We're going to wait just a few moments to allow those who are joining us this morning for our prayer call to have an opportunity to log in. And as they do so, let me welcome each and every one of you this morning, especially those who are joining us from outside of the Philadelphia area and our Reset family. I thank God for all of those who are joining in with us in this 40-day journey of prayer and fasting. And I welcome you all to this, our daily prayer line at 7 a.m. It is day 3. And we thank God for 3 days already. I pray that your first 2 days have already begun to share with you why the Lord has called you to this, that there's a confirmation in your heart and your mind about what God is doing and up to in your life, and that there's still joy and strength. We're early on in this journey, and I pray that now there's not a lot of struggle for you, but more just adjusting to the new ways of what you can and cannot eat, and reducing your time on social media, and restraining our spending habits. So we're beginning this journey, and I'm grateful to God for this day 3 as we log on together. Listen, something happened to me during the night that kind of reminded me of where we are in this journey and our struggle at this stage of your fasting. The devil has probably not been able to turn you around. You're probably still convicted that this is what God's called you to do. There's still joy and excitement as you experience your first few steps of victory over no caffeine and no alcohol and reducing Instagram. There's still joy. But I've learned that there's another area where Satan attacks us on a continual and a daily basis. And it's what I want to pray for today. I believe the enemy always attacks our place of rest. That the one thing the enemy never wants us to be able to do is truly rest. When God calls the children of Israel out of Egypt and gives them the commandments for a Sabbath, contrary to our popular belief, Sabbath was not primarily a day of worship. Sabbath was a day of rest, to model ourselves after God, who rested after God finished all of creation, to model ourselves after Jesus Christ, who walked away from crowds, leaving needs unmet because he was tired and needed to rest with God. To hear the words of Jesus, who spoke to Mary and Martha and said, "Martha, you're doing too many things. It's not what you're doing is bad, it's that it's too much." And today I want to pray that God would give us a spirit of rest and mind and body. Come on, won't you bow with me in prayer? That's heavy on my heart this morning, and I want to get right to it. God, we thank you for another day that you've made. We're waking on this day. Some of us tired, some of us fatigued. But gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, we face this day knowing that you've carried us through yesterday and the day before, that you've called us to reset, that you're strengthening us for our fast, that Lord, you're preparing to reveal your will and speak to those who learn to hear you in the silence of life. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I thank you for all of us who partnered together on this journey. And today I'm praying for victory and discernment for each and every brother, each and every sister that commits themselves to seeking your face. You promise us time and time again in your word, oh God, that when we seek you with all our heart, we will find you. That God's not playing some game with you. God's not trying to delay sharing God's will. God is not hiding from you, but God is desiring to be sought by you. And when you learn to put God at the top of your day, when you learn to sacrifice other things in your life, that you may draw closer to the Lord, God says, I will speak to you. So gracious Lord, Holy Father God, we say, speak. Your servants are listening today as we gather. Lord, I do also want to remember those who are sick among us, those who are wrestling with affliction, both mind and body. And Lord, I want to pray a covering over us, that you would give us a spirit of rest. My God, how the enemy loves to keep us busy, how the enemy loves to creep up in our mind in dark times, how the enemy has no greater joy than to rob you of your sleep and to keep you in a place of worry and fear and anxiety and frustration. All of us know what it's like for the enemy to do something with us early in the morning that then keeps us up through the day. To do something that hinders us during the day from sleeping at night. Oh, gracious loving Father God, we come before you asking that you would protect and keep our rest. Lord, I want to pray for someone whose mind can't slow down. I want to pray with someone whose fears continue to rise up within them. I want to pray for someone, oh, gracious loving Father God, who's not able to lay down at night and close their eyes. Lord, because of sickness, or because of mind, or because of frustration. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray today that you would protect our hearts and protect our minds. Here's what the Word of God says, that there's a peace that surpasses all understanding that is ours. And God, Lord, today I'm praying that we would walk in that peace, the peace of trusting and knowing that you are always in control. The peace that comes from the faith and assurance that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Gracious Lord and Father God, that someone would feel your presence even when they are alone and absent from family and friends. I want to pray for someone today, God, who's wrestling with loneliness. Lord, I want to pray for my brother and my sister today that's facing the battle of anxiety. Lord, I want to pray with someone who's fearful over what tomorrow will bring, over the difficult conversations they've got to have today, over medical treatments that's in the near future, over the transitioning of a loved one who's in hospice, for the assignments, Lord, Heavenly Father God. We have to care for others. Lord, there's so many things that we lay before you because we have come to realize that we cannot do life by ourselves. We can't juggle this all, gracious Lord, and Father God. We can't handle this all, Lord. We can't walk through this all, but God, with you, if you would be with us, Lord, we can be more than conquerors. So they got them, asking that you would show yourself strong, Lord, that my brother and my sister who calls on you will see you and find you and experience you, gracious, loving Father God, that we will know the joy that comes from living in the love of Jesus Christ today, Lord. May God grant you an opportunity to share and show that love with someone today. May God's peace, which doesn't make any sense, guard your heart and mind. Lord, teach us today how to discern between the good and the best. There comes a moment in our growth, in your walk with God, my brother, my sister, where it's not about good and evil. It's not about right and wrong. It's about good versus best. And the enemy always tries to tempt us with good. That if the enemy can keep us busy, the enemy can keep us from doing what is best, which is sitting like Mary did at the feet of Jesus and spending time with the Lord. Spend time with the Lord. Today, my prayer is that as you read in the Bible, you will hear the voice of God. That as you pray and fight the temptations to reach out for the things that are on our fasting list, that you would feel and hear the power and the voice of God, that today God will give you rest, that today God will help ease anxieties and fears, that today God will fill you with the strength, that you would know that you are more than a conqueror and you can handle everything that comes your way today. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. We come asking now that you would be the strength that we need to walk in this day, to face this day, to live in victory in this day. Gracious Lord and Father God, that whenever we find ourselves weary, we would pray. Whenever we find ourselves fearful, we'd call on your name. Whenever we're stressed or worried, we would pause and pray. Paul said that we ought to pray without ceasing. That prayer ought to always be in the back of our throat, in the back of our mind, that you're whispering a prayer to God as you go through the day. It's so simple, Lord. So give us strength. Give me strength. Lord, help me with this. Lord, go in this room with me. God, guide me in this conversation. Lord, my thoughts are wrong. Edit and purify them. Lord, purge our desires of our hearts. Oh, Lord, is what is happening that when we come on the other side of this reset journey, that our greatest desire will be for you, that someone, Lord, will become just, oh Lord, almost addicted to righteousness, that we love walking in holiness. Then, Lord, I love being right with you. I love feeling the power of saying no to sin. I love it. Oh God, when I can wake up and face my fears and say, but yet God is able. Lord, this is the prayer I lift up over us today. That we find that rest and that strength to face whatever this day may bring, whatever this season may bring. Thank you, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, for the call to seek you and reset. Thank you for our partners who are praying with us today. I want to ask you to do me a favor. Check in with someone who's on this reset journey and just ask them how they're doing. Find out what God is speaking to their life. See what revelations they're having. Let's start naming the good things that God is doing, that we might speak life over this new season. We might speak life over the revelations God has given, that we might speak life over the wisdom and discernment. We might speak life over the changes that God is calling us to make. It's time to start naming them, my brothers and my sisters. So often we spend so much time breathing life into our fears and our anger and our frustration. And the Lord says it's time to speak life over the new things that God is doing. So gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, give us discernment today and give us the power to speak it in our lips. This is the prayer I lift up as we go into this day three of reset. Guide us, O Lord. Be with us, O Lord. Control our thoughts and our minds, O Lord. May all that we do today bring you glory, honor, and praise. This is the prayer of your sons and daughters who are seeking your face and thanking you for day three. It's in the name of Jesus we do pray. And all the redeemed of the Lord who love the Lord and trusted God to give them rest said, Amen, amen, and amen. Brothers and sisters, thank you all again. It is day three. I pray for your strength. Do me a favor if you would make sure you check in with someone today. If you know anyone that's on the reset journey, just give them a call, shoot them a text asking what God is doing, what God is up to in their life. See what they're discerning. Even now, I love you all with the love of Jesus Christ. You know, by the grace and mercy of God, we'll be right back here tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock a.m. as we move into day four of our reset journey. This is Pastor Hawley. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. I'm thanking God for this day three. Lord, as I said, day three of our journey, I'll hear you all tomorrow in prayer. Don't forget, the prayer line is recorded for those who may want to call back or share the prayer with someone else. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a victorious day three in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.